Welcome back. I guess you didn't think you'd see me again, did you? According to Bristol, your boy was down with Covfefe. But I came back from the dead, despite Bristol's best efforts. Welcome back to Growing Up Mill. This is Quincy, Ian, and Bristol. And I'm speaking for everybody because I got stories to tell, guys, okay? Welcome back to the podcast, and let's get into our topics for the day. Bristol, what have you been doing since you've been persecuting me during COVID?
I've been working.
Been working? Ian, what about you?
Working the normal 9-to-5 grind. Now it's the weekend and just trying to enjoy the weekend. Quincy, have you recovered from COVID?
Well, I'm not 100%, but I'm good enough to put the show back on my back and be Atlas for you again. I missed you guys, despite how Bristol treated me, people.
Whatever.
Bristol would, like, not even come on my side of the sidewalk, and we literally live 40 feet away from each other. She would see me, and she would, like, go the other way.
That is the biggest freaking lie. No, you literally asked me for, like, some booklets that came in with your headphones and headsets and all that stuff. And I was literally going to come down to your level, okay?
She literally had some tongs that were wrapped in plastic, and then she hoisted them down. From their apartment.
She threw them at me.
She lowered a bucket.
Yeah. She lowered a bucket, and then she told me to throw the bucket away, guys. Well. Yeah. It was pretty bad there for a minute. But, you know, the good thing is, you know, I can't really smell. It comes and goes now. So, you know, I've just stopped wearing deodorant at work. It's your problem, not mine. You know?
That's disgusting.
But it's their problem. I can't smell. You know.
Gross.
It's one of the side effects.
That's right.
Oh,
I've
just
got a new lease on
Quincy.
Life now. Yeah.
Stinky Quincy.
That's right.
It's a blessing and a curse.
That's right. I'm eating everybody's nasty food now. I can't taste it.
Are you going to go in the pool now? Because you can't smell the pool. Wait, what? I don't know. What
probably not. I'm not swimming in cigarette ash, and I am a smoker. That's just not going to happen.
It's quite warm water.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Brisk 85 degrees.
But yeah, they did check on me. You know, Ian was holding it down. Sage held me down while I was sick. You know, it's just one of those things you find out about your neighbors, you know. I don't like to throw this term around loosely, but I think Bristol is a COVID racist. Because she didn't even want to let me come over to, you know, do sound checks or anything like that. And she's like, ew, are you good?
That is literally the biggest freaking lie I've ever heard.
They're making me sit on newspaper right now, guys.
So. No, we're not. We bring in our best patio furniture, okay?
Something never changed.
Those chairs cost a whopping $20 each from Lowe's, okay?
This is how Hitler started, too. He started making people sit on newspapers in his house. That's how it happens. That's how it starts, people.
Wow. No, that is the biggest freaking lie. I texted my neighbor downstairs, who also got COVID within the last month, just like you did, and just like Tyler did. Everyone in this little cove got COVID, except for us, thank God.
Kind of makes you think how you avoided it.
No. Anyways, I asked my downstairs neighbor if she needed anything, and she said no.
Bristol wanted to fight me because she literally thinks I will do anything to get out of recording with you guys. And it is the most funny thing every weekend.
Did you feel replaced because on episode 2 we had to have a guest host?
Oh, no. I mean, I'll have to show you the internal emails that she sends me. But, you know, it's like I'm always in trouble with the principal. Like, you know, I'll go out on Saturday and I'll come in at like 3:30 in the morning. Now, mind you, Bristol goes to sleep when the sun is still up, okay? She goes to sleep so early. Then if I wake up early on a Sunday, you know, I'm like, hey, you guys good? You know, what are we doing? And they're like, oh, no, Ian's asleep. But when I want to get some sleep, you know, I'm just ducking and dodging.
Oh, yeah.
It's a funny little dynamic. Like, she was sitting out there with her little Toto dog this morning waiting on me to come out.
I literally... I just, I literally took a video of him, and this is what he's doing. He's trying to hide by, like, leaning up against the door or the wall. I don't know if that's a door or a wall, but
I was smoking a cigarette.
He was smoking, okay. But he was like trying to hide from us.
Yeah, I walked back there and she goes, "He's there. I know." And I'm like, "Are y'all playing hide and seek? What's going on?"
They've got a telescope pointed at my porch, so they know my comings and goings. You know, I gotta start camouflaging myself.
But yeah, anyways, I'm not COVID racist or racist. Are you saying that because you're black?
Because I'm black and I've lived through COVID. I'm a survivor.
No, that is so... You
don't get to victim shame. I lived it, okay?
Stop. Don't call me that because I am not.
I grew up in the COVID South, okay? You don't get to tell me what my reality is.
Oh my gosh, Quincy, stop.
That's a new thing. Well, trademark.
If I recall, somebody was in dire need of pickle juice.
Yeah.
You remember that?
We rushed home.
Rushed.
We're out enjoying our lives. Okay? We're at a birthday party, mm-hmm. enjoying some cake, all right? Shoveling our faces with cake, all right? And you text me if we were home because you needed pickle juice. I'm thinking Quincy is in dire need of pickle juice for, like, I don't know, a pickle recipe or pickle shots or something. He's
well, I was. I was cramping up pretty bad. It was pretty hot that day. I was.
And so I tell Ian, we've got to go home. Quincy needs pickle juice. So I text him as we're pulling up. I don't even wait to get inside. And I text you, "Hey, we're here. Come over. Come get your pickle juice." And you asked for 2 shots of pickle juice. And I gave you 2 shots.
It was a medical emergency.
And then you stayed over for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, trying to figure out the mixer stuff and
giving us homework to read books. Yeah.
Just trying to enrich your
He
life.
Bought us like 3 massive books to read, which I'll listen to. I'm probably not going to read them, but I'll listen to them.
Reading,
on my
no listening.
Online library that I use.
Well, that's what's been going on with us the last couple of weeks now? Has it been weeks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Weeks. Yeah, it's the best sleep I've ever gotten. So let's get into the topic today, Ian. What we got for today?
Okay. So this is one that I'm excited about because what I'm going to talk about is specifically sports movies in the 90s up to the year 2000. 2000 is the cutoff. I had to stop somewhere, so I went with that year. So, for some reason, in the 90s, geared towards kids, it felt like there was a new sports movie every year or within the same year, and a lot of it focused on, for my experience, baseball. And I don't know why, but it felt like in a 2-year span, listen to these, The Sandlot, Rookie of the Year, and Little Big League, the big three, these are the big three. All were released very right after another, you know?
Wait, hold on. Don't just move on.
I'm not moving on.
I'm gonna be more. Honest. People are gonna hate me, but I've never seen any of
You've
those
never seen
movies.
Any of these. People still quote at least The Sandlot. The Sandlot is the most popular.
The Sandlot, yeah, never seen it. Don't come at me.
Don't come at me.
You are a thief of joy, Bristol, is what you are.
Like, you never once were at a sleepover at a friend's house and the movie came on television or someone watched,
nope.
put in a DVD.
Nope.
It would be a VHS if
nope.
you're...
You are a thief of joy.
And I was never forced to watch it. I haven't been forced to watch it by Ian yet. He has forced me to watch some movies.
It's on streaming services right now.
It's like then everything on streaming services we have to force you to watch. It's like you will not look at a TV for some
because
reason.
Because I am a huge freaking critic. Like,
she can't watch a movie for
I have him pause stuff
like,
all the
experience.
Time.
That's fine. I'd love to do that too. But you got to get through the content to critique it.
I'm going to start my own version of CinemaSins. It's going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I think it'd be successful.
Well, that was one thing we looked at was a reaction type video because she has not seen anything hardly. And I'm the one that has seen a lot, you know, consider myself a movie guy up until a certain year. Then I kind of trail off.
And he married
that chick
me.
From The Ring is going to come out and get you if you watch a TV show?
No.
What is your deal? What's going on?
I don't know. I just get bored.
You're just like that little old guy that just won't enjoy life anymore. Like, no, I'm not going to try that because it brings other people joy. And I want to be that one person that hasn't tried it. I want to be the one person that didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Okay. Yep. Stranger Things season 4. Every single person that has seen it loves it. Says it's the best season so far. Me, hate it. Don't hate it. That's a tough word. Don't like it as much.
There goes our sponsorships.
Spoiler alert, the part where the guy, I don't know if you've even seen it.
I have not started it.
Okay, well, there's a part where this guy is talking to Eleven, or Elle, or whatever you want to call her. He takes, like, 20 to 30 minutes to tell her this whole spiel, this whole story, that could have been wrapped up in a tight little bow in about 5 minutes. I got so bored. I just started doing dishes. I don't even know what the guy was saying.
It's bad.
I couldn't do it.
Watch an episode of Stranger Things. That's pretty.
It was. I mean, it was pretty bad. I'll admit that. I'm like, you could have wrapped up this combo in about 5 minutes.
And not only did he do it once, but he did it twice in the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a skip right there.
I couldn't do it. But everyone else is like, oh my gosh, this is the best episode. And I'm just like, mm-mm. Nope, I'm going to, in my mind, it ended in season 3.
What do you guys think out there? You guys need to give us a list of movies that Bristol needs
that are must
to watch.
Must watch.
Much watch.
Must watch.
Must watch. Much watch.
Much
watch.
Much watch.
Much watch.
So anything I list off here, she's not going to know anything about. But
he did that on purpose, by the way, so that he could make fun of me in a sense.
It's like you guys live together. How are you not seeing any of these movies at some point?
She gave Star Wars 17 minutes or she watched all of it up until the last
minutes. All of it and then I get to the end and I'm like, what are they being celebrated for? Like, they're literally just doing their dumb job.
They're rebels. They're not. It's not their job.
I don't know what that means. And like, how did the white military guys not shoot one single person?
The stormtroopers?
Yes.
The stormtroopers? They have notoriously bad
aim. That's the joke.
That's
with a laser that supposedly only shoots straight, so it's like,
I mean, basically they're shooting cat lasers is what it is. They're just like, hey, there's a cat over there. Let's shoot these lasers.
It was one of those things that we weren't supposed to look at and just ignore.
Oh.
But I would think that you would like the story of Star Wars because it's really just about family. And then the politics.
I don't understand where the family part came in, but.
Well, you haven't watched them all.
Okay. Yeah, I've only seen the very first one that ever came out.
Yeah. You have to watch, what is it, the first three?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot of
work. And they came out out of order, because then years later they came out with the prequels, to Star Wars, and those made a ton of money, but people bashed them. And then now that they've come out with another trilogy, those are even worse than the prequels. And that's a whole...
I think I did go to the movies one time to go see one of the Star Wars, but I was so young and I fell asleep. I don't even remember what movie it was.
I think the two longest movies I ever saw in the theater were, I'll give a top three. Lincoln? One was Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Oh, God.
That's a 3-hour, 45-minute movie. Titanic.
I watched that the other night.
Is easily.
I wanted to watch it the other day. I don't know. Is it still on Netflix? Yeah, it's on Netflix. Okay.
And then number three would probably be like a Harry Potter type movie. I think those notoriously run long. And I was in high school, and I literally fell asleep in the theater.
I don't really care for them. Never cared for Harry Potter. Never read the books. Tried to read the books. Could not get into the books. Tried to even watch the movies. I tried to give it a go. And
if it was at the book fair, I wasn't paying attention to it.
The only book you weren't stealing from the book fair?
No, I'm not a reader, for one. The only book series, whatever, that I've ever fully read was Twilight. That's how much of a nerd I was. And I remember going to the movies.
This you will go to the movies for.
Exactly.
I went to the movies for Twilight, yes.
L in the comments for her for that one right there. Twilight is the only series she's finished.
Whenever he makes me watch one of his movies, I make him watch Twilight. I've made him watch all of them to basically torture.
And my stuff is stuff everybody has seen, but she treats it like punishment, so she's like, no, you're going to watch Twilight. I'm like, this is punishment.
Hit me with the rest of that list, man.
Okay, so after your baseball movies, now Rookie of the Year and Sandlot I owned on VHS, personal copies, Little Big League, I did not own that one, but I didn't watch it, did enjoy it. There was a movie called Little Giants about the football teams. You had the people with the money and the like misfit kids that had the old football equipment and tried to beat the team that had all the money.
It was about Section 8 kids, yeah.
Yeah. Rick Moranis was in it, Ed O'Neill. It's a classic. There's some great scenes, great football plays, references. As you get older, growing up as millennial, then Varsity Blues came out, which is a quintessential like Friday Night Lights type movie before they actually came out with the Friday Night Lights movie. Then you go more adult than that, Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino, Jamie Foxx, LL Cool J. It is one of the best NFL type films, sports football movies. It's going over your head, I know. Just bear with me.
I'm falling asleep over here.
What?
I don't know what movie he just listed. I don't know any of the movies that he just listed.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
What was the female baseball movie?
A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own.
I think I did see that.
Gina Davis, Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Hanks. It's a classic. If you have not seen A League of Their Own, you're missing out. It's quotable, super quotable.
Yeah.
No crying in baseball. There's no crying. Tom Hanks.
Gina Davis was in it, so I just had such a huge
Oh, and crush. The girl from Point Break. That worked in the surf shop and was Keanu Reeves' girlfriend in the movie. I love Keanu Reeves. She had short hair and she was Gina Davis' sister. And
that's his girlfriend in real life?
No.
Because he does have a girlfriend.
Strictly Point Break, which you probably haven't seen.
Oh. But it's in the movie. But is he in that movie?
A League of Their Own? No.
Oh, dang it.
No, he's not in there.
He is so good looking. And like, because I watched The Matrix. Stop. He's like over there laughing at me.
We're going to go on the Keanu Reeves tangent.
That's right.
Okay.
What Keanu Reeves movies have you seen?
What have you seen of his?
What have you seen? We're gatekeeping right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I watched on my own time all of the Matrix movies.
Okay.
And whatever.
I'm 20 years too late.
Okay, we'll give her some W's in the comments for that. We'll give her some W's for that. That's a W.
Yeah, that's
the first one was awesome.
Okay.
I think it should have ended there. I didn't like the second one, I don't think. And I don't. The third one, I fell asleep or something.
Okay.
I had to turn it off.
Did you see the fourth one?
The newest one that just came out? No. Have you?
I haven't.
What'd you think? Gay or nay?
I hated it. Hated it.
Oh.
It was bad because I don't know what the Wachowski people are doing right now. I don't know their pronouns. Don't cancel me, people. Okay. I don't know what they were doing, but it was a lot of breaking the fourth wall from Jump Street. And it's like, why are you assuming that we're not huge fans that have seen your movies a million times? Everyone's seen the Matrix movies.
Yeah, multiple times.
You don't need to break the fourth wall and be like, remember when we did this? Yes, we've been waiting like 10, 15 years for the fourth one, yes.
For a continuation.
Yeah, like, either make a movie or don't.
But people had a lot of sour taste in their mouth after the third Matrix movie. Yeah, so.
I watched it, I think I took a gummy. And I watched it, and it really made me think, you know what I mean? Like, on a deeper level. And I was like, oh my, I was just like in my mind, just like trying to figure out like how we're here and like how we can change. I don't know. I'm very like spiritual in and of itself. Like, I love spirituality, and I love like knowing that we're all energy, and like everything that we do, like, you know, it just like manifests, you know what I mean? Everything that we think and I don't know, just very spiritual in that way. And like, the universe is very interesting to me. And so watching the Matrix really helped me, I feel like, dig a little deeper in that thought.
Can I add one thing to that movie as well? And then we gotta continue on the list.
Okay.
It was at a time where, you gotta remember, back in the 90s when it dropped, right?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a whole lot of push for inclusivity and all of this good stuff, right? But you had a movie that had black people, mm-hmm. all different races,
yeah.
being key characters,
yeah.
females being mm-hmm. lead characters, kicking ass, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
think that movie is so underrated because you had all of these elements working at once, but they weren't like trying to shove it down your throat. Like, look at how many women we have in the movie. Look at how many black mm-hmm. people
yes.
we have in the
yeah.
movie, because the characters were just so well written.
Well developed.
You just yeah. had to respect them. You know, Captain Niobe.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, she was just a
Trinity.
Great pilot.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that about this.
Lawrence Fishburne, classic actor. Yeah, he was great.
Mm-hmm.
I would jump off a building today if Morpheus told me I could make it. That's how much I trust him after that movie.
Oh, my goodness.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good point, though. Like, the inclusivity, I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. So, here's some other sports movies. I'll just run through them real quick if y'all have heard it. Have a comment. Cool Runnings. Jamaican bobsled
yes.
team that made the Olympics with
yes.
John Candy.
Yes.
Great.
This is a great,
great movie. Remember the Titans came out in the year 2000.
I did
so that's
watch
at
that.
The end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Who's in that?
Denzel Washington.
Mm. L in the comments.
What's his name? The guy from The Notebook. He's in Remember the Titans.
Ryan Gosling.
He's going to be in the new Barbie movie. I think he's
Gross.
Playing Ken. Have you seen the photo of him on Interview Mag?
And it's Margot Robbie. Like, ugh.
What are you talking
she
about?
She is terrible in everything.
She was not terrible in The Wolf of Wall
Yeah,
Street?
She's just all looks. She doesn't do research. Like, Ryan Gosling, it's like, we know you're there to be the pretty boy.
Mm-hmm.
But his new movie on Netflix, Gray Man, great movie. Not a whole lot of talking from Ryan Gosling, which I like because...
Like Driver?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But better than that. But you know what? He did really good in, what was it, Fracture with Anthony Hopkins.
Back in the day.
Ryan Gosling did a really good job. So he's got the potential, but I don't want to see him.
I do have a question, though, because it does kind of go in that nostalgic, because he did redo Blade Runner. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the newest Blade Runner?
I did.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
But I love the original Blade Runner.
I did like the original Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I did like that.
I enjoyed it. I think that, I don't know, I kind of think that it got away from that whole cyberpunk thing a little bit too much for me. It was more like how Prometheus was kind of shot.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
I like it in the movie theater. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe in the theater. But man, on those new televisions, seeing that kind of film noir, I'm excited. I kind of want to watch the new Blade Runner. Like,
yeah, maybe we can rent it or something.
It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix.
Then why are we not watching it?
Why have to watch it?
Because you don't watch anything.
I don't watch anything. I watch Schitt's Creek.
That's a funny show.
I love Schitt's Creek. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me go with one
how,
of my
how many
personal,
more movies do we
I have?
I have
a ton, but I'm going to narrow it down.
Oh.
One of my personal favorites, which guys have come out after the fact and said this guy was a joke, and it's sad, but as far as inspirational movies, Rudy was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Oh, that's a classic.
About Rudy Rudiger, who made the Notre Dame football team as a walk-on, and he was 4 foot tall. Like a little guy. And he was a fifth-year senior transfer. And he's just a little short guy that just all he did was hustle, have heart, grit, and he worked his butt off, had to work two jobs, snuck into places, and it's some of the most inspiring, just like, scenes. It'll make you cry. If you don't cry in that movie, there's something wrong with you.
Jesus.
But that's one I own personally. And if you were feeling down and you had to inspire yourself, you watch Rudy.
You watch Rudy.
Instantly picks you up. Obviously, Space Jam 1996.
Oh, the first one, yeah.
With Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes characters and the other four NBA guys in it. I don't know why they chose Sean Bradley as one of the aliens, but it's a different story. They got Barkley, Ewing, and they're like, let's get this tall guy.
Bogues, right?
Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah. Dubs in the chat for Ian for that. That was beautiful.
And two movies that were not from the 90s, but I threw them in there just because I watched them in the 90s. Vision Quest, which is a wrestling movie with Matthew Modine. They showed that to us in football in high school. That one's great. And then one of my dad's favorites called Hoosiers, about basketball, Indiana basketball, with Gene Hackman. That's a great old school just... You know, just
very. Blackman just transcends anything. He's just good in it.
Oh, he takes his role so seriously.
I love Gene.
He's one of my favorite. Yeah, old school
actors. Him and The Quick and the Dead is one of my top 10 movies of all time with Leo DiCaprio. I loved him in that movie.
He does actually a good Western, like, and a bad guy. It's one of his like go tos, I guess.
Yeah.
Is he can pull. Super good guy, but I think sometimes he works more as a bad guy. And then the last thing I'll end on is one that I owned is a kind of like made-for-TV type movie, but it was about Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete.
That's my favorite player, dude.
And my dad would tell me stories about him because my dad was a basketball guy, and Pete Maravich was like ahead of his time as far as NBA stuff in college because he led the NCAA in scoring without a three-point line.
Man, still has records that
to this
have not
day.
Been touched. This man would average about 54 points a game if he played in today's NBA.
Like, if you don't know who Pete Maravich is, please go YouTube his trick shots, passes video, and go find that 90s made-for-TV movie.
Yes.
I watch that every night, Ian. Every night.
Okay.
I know exactly who you've been talking about for the past 10 minutes.
Better put some respect on Pistol Pete.
I have no idea. Not an iota.
Okay, some of the last couple movies got a little bit more obscure. I'm sorry about that. But the top like 10 I listed out, those are ones that girls, guys, whoever.
You should have seen the Mighty Ducks though.
It's on there. I didn't want to cover it because everybody.
Who did we watch last night? And they were like, "When's the new Air Bud movie coming?"
Oh yeah, the guy.
Oh, yeah, Video on Premium on YouTube. Yeah, that's funny.
Mighty Ducks 2, I think, is better than the first one. Yes. I like.
I don't think I ever watched the Mighty Ducks or Air Bud.
It's just so painful.
Okay.
It's so 90s. You won't even believe
it's
it.
It's so 90s.
What's his name from Saturday Night Live and Kenan and Kel and all that's on there.
Oh yeah,
in the second
Kenan
one.
Kenan Thompson is in the second
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Kenan Thompson.
And there was girl power in that one too.
So there's a lot of good. Oh yeah,
there's a lot of inclusion.
The goalie, they had three chicks on the team at least. Yeah. Figure skater was in there. The kid from The Sandlot was in the second one.
Are y'all talking about a movie?
Mighty Ducks 2.
Oh. See, I had no idea.
Let's go to the next topic. Something a little bit more inclusive, you know. Have you seen Free Willy? Like that's not a sports movie, but you're like, no.
I think I have, but I don't remember anything about it.
I don't even think Bristol recycles it.
I just have a hard time remembering stuff. Like I think I intentionally block stuff out from my childhood. Because of my childhood
and then
trauma.
When you watch it as an adult, it seems dumb. Like, why would you
it
like
seems
it?
Yeah. Dumb. Like, why was this movie made?
Like, yeah, you can't watch Free Willy as an adult. You're like, who the hell's letting this boy swim around with killer well? Where are the parents at? That's what you'll say if you watch these younger movies now.
Yeah, it's like I saw a documentary called Blackfish where a whale was eating people and this kid's just riding on the back, like, annoying the whale in a small tank. Like, he should be dead. Exactly. The kid should be dead.
He should have died.
That's real life, not...
That's why these movies are so important for children to watch. Because when you get an adult, you know, when you become an adult, everything is just so cynical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now I watch Free Willy and I'm like, some white people shit. I'm not getting in the water with a killer whale.
I could have got in the tank as a kid.
I wouldn't have done that. I would have got my ass whooped.
See?
And like, where was the parent to give him an ass whooping?
Exactly.
He was adopted. His parents bailed on him a long time ago.
You can't beat adopted.
So was he an orphan, or did he have parents?
He got adopted by James. What's that guy's name? I can't think of the actor's name. But the kid had that rage moment where the dad bought him a baseball, and he took it, and he just threw it through the window like, I hate y'all. I hate life. It's great. It's great.
You can't spank orphans, though. That's an unwritten rule in movies.
The dad wanted to. The stepdad or the adopted dad.
Yeah, and I am no way saying that we should be giving
throw a baseball through the window.
No, but in the 90s, we all got our ass whooped.
And it's funny that we say it that way because now when people talk about it, they're like, "You can't spank your kids," and I'm like, "Spank? I was praying for a spanking back in the 90s. We got whooped or beat. Give me that belt. You got your ass beat back then.
Yeah.
Spank is just a little tap on the butt, you know.
Yeah. We don't have kids, but I don't think I would spank my child. I think I would do the respectful parenting stuff. I
can't wait to pass on that trauma.
Shut up. What? You need to go to therapy.
What? That's why they're so weak now. Have you seen some of these kids now? It's like you can't go 5 minutes without doing TikTok dances. And it's so awkward.
I haven't seen one TikTok dance in like 800 years since I've been on TikTok.
I don't know what's trending TikTok dance-wise anymore.
I'm on political TikTok and spiritual TikTok. That's all I see.
They locked you down in that algorithm.
Yeah, they locked me down.
Mm-hmm. You're locked into certain genres. And
yeah. Yeah, once you're there, it's like that's all they show you, you know.
So, yeah, that's how the Matrix works.
How to go sneak into SeaWorld to ride a orca.
No.
That's what I'm going to see. That's what we're going to see in our phones. It's like, hey, let's go to SeaWorld.
Nope. Here's Shamu.
Right.
I'm not going there.
Look at these abused animals that are dancing for your entertainment.
They're happy. No, they're not.
Yeah. I've never
gone to SeaWorld. Okay, but going back to that.
In the 80s.
How is, like, SeaWorld not just shut down by, like, the federal government at this point?
They have billions of dollars to fight it, and they rescue...
Yeah, I know.
Let me just do air quotes. They rescue endangered...
I'm being rhetorical here. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, they should definitely be shut down, but because of money, just like everything else in this world, it's like, no, you're taking away this huge animal... from living freely in the wild, you know.
We'll start it's really a sad. Free the whales campaign.
Yeah,
I think we had to do that back then when Free Willy came out. I think we had to write letters to like the government.
They did, yeah.
And I didn't want them freeing any more whales. I'm like, I don't want to be out there and one comes up on me.
Well, I was already scarred from Jaws.
Oh, you lived in. Where did you live?
We had enough stuff in the water that could kill you. We didn't need something that was the size of two, you know, buses out there.
Apex predator.
Exactly.
They eat great white sharks.
Exactly. All right, well, let's get on a little bit of a lighter note, because mine is...
Killer whales.
Not that serious. I had a lot of fun playing this as a child. It was a video game that I played for the first time. I think I was in like 7th grade.
Middle school?
So okay. I would have been about 13. 12 or 13 the first time I played it. Mm-hmm. So this is not 90s, but this is more millennial stuff.
Millennial teen.
The 2000s is still millennial. You're still growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the game that I played... And we eventually bought, I don't know which one, but we eventually bought this game on some sort of console. I don't remember which console, but it was The Sims. And I'm currently playing it right now.
What console did you play it on?
I just said I don't know.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry.
Did you guys have a computer back when you were in middle school?
Ooh, it could have been PC.
I don't think it was on the PC.
I think The Sims actually was released on Super Nintendo, and then it branched on to every other format. So it would have been PlayStation. I don't know about N64. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember what we had it on, but I think it was a console.
Oh, yeah, it was on there.
But
SimCity?
No, I think that's different. This is just The Sims. So the original Sims came out in 2000. And it had 7 expansion packs. A couple of them are House Party, Make and Magic, and Superstar. So, interesting thing. I don't know if it's on Sims 4 at all. I'll have to look more into it. But House Party had Drew Carey in it. So if you threw a really cool house party, Drew Carey could make a cameo appearance at your house party. Is that something, like, let me ask you this right now. If we were to throw a bomb ass house party, would you want Drew Carey to show up?
Sure.
No.
Nope. I'm going no.
Ever since he lost the weight, I don't think he's funny.
Ever since he took Bob Barker's job, I don't really want to.
Put some respect on his name.
He was in that improvisation.
Whose line is it anyway?
He had the Drew Carey Show. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Which is classic. That still holds up.
Yeah. Why did Bob Barker have to die? I'm just kidding. No, he didn't. He die. That's why Bob Barker took over.
Is he dead?
I think so. Either that, or he's just out there in these streets.
No, I think he died.
Picking up,
I'm pretty sure. Spaying and neutering.
Okay. So, anyways, another one that had a bunch of superstars that would make cameo appearances. Oh, and by the way, you can't play these superstar characters. Wow. They're only cameos. Yeah, I know. So, in the Superstar expansion pack of the original one. There was Avril Lavigne, Marilyn Monroe, John Bon Jovi, Christina Aguilera, Freddie Prinze Jr., which I always say He looks just like Freddie Prinze Jr. Does girls, he not? Girls used to does he that not? He
middle school. Like
I'm
high
literally,
school.
I'm married to Freddie Prinze Jr. Well,
let me ask you. Let me ask you this: what was the appeal of Sims?
I'm playing it right now.
If our sound quality is off this week, it's because she's playing Sims while we're recording. No. Like, what is the appeal? Because I can never really get into The Sims.
It's just you making your own universe and, like, playing God, essentially. Like, you get to tell these characters what to do, how to live their life, what job to have. Obviously, within the confines of the game, right? Like, there's not every job available. It's whatever they have.
Sounds like someone who used to burn ants with a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use a magnifying glass.
Whoa.
I don't know. I think I used like an incense or something. I don't know. I'm now a weirdo.
The crazy ways we've killed ants. Okay.
I didn't have a magnifying glass. I was too poor for that.
First they were hitting licks at the Scholastic Book Fair, and now she's out here killing ants this week.
No, I only did that probably like once or twice. Don't hate me. Okay. Anyways... Sarah McLachlan, Jennifer Lopez, and
J-Lo
this...
I could see. Like, that's a selling point, because J-Lo was hot.
Yeah. Well,
but Sarah McLachlan, yeah, in the arms of the angel, no one wants her coming to their house party.
Sarah McLachlan? No. That doesn't appeal to me.
And then, do you know who this person is? Richie Sambora?
From Bon Jovi. Yeah, that's the guitarist.
Oh, I literally put, who's this, question mark, ha ha.
Those were some lame like, people to come into The Sims. Like,
who?
Well, some of those are 80s people. Bon Jovi.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, John
Bon Jovi
bon
had to come back in.
He
it's
did.
My life.
That was like his only, that was like
comeback.
His one hit wonder.
Early 2000s, yeah. Something around.
That's like the only song I could name.
Because, yeah, we would sing that in high school, as like because it was lame, kind of.
Yeah.
It's my...
Yeah,
it's
kind of not cool. Okay.
Catchy,
anyways, and then in 2004, The Sims 2 came out, and that had 8 expansion packs. University, pets, apartment life are just a few. And then in 2009, The Sims 3 came out. That one had 11 expansion packs. A few of those are Supernatural, Island Paradise, Seasons, and Showtime. And that one, Showtime had a special edition. What are you doing? Oh, had a special edition Katy Perry Collector's Edition of The Sims. And you could get Katy Perry specified objects, including hair, costume, I'm sure makeup, other items, whatever. And it was all based on the Teenage Dream album. I actually bought that album. I bought that album with my hard-earned money.
Nothing wrong with Katy Perry.
I worked, I worked at Starbucks when I bought that, and we sold it, and I bought it from Starbucks so I could get a discount. Cause when you make,
how much did the CD cost back then?
I don't remember, but I only made $7.25, and I know it was more than that.
Like 2-3 hours worth of work. Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 hours. Have you ever looked at your life in that kind of sense? Anyways, like I spent a lot of money for that album.
Did it? Was it worth it?
I think so. I like the music on that album.
Are you still bopping Teenage Dream right now to this day?
I haven't played the music in a while. Sorry.
Didn't age well, Katie. Didn't age well.
So also the other thing, The Sims also adds like real music sometimes to some of their games and expansion packs. And they change the lyrics to what's called in The Sims, they talk, but it's not English. It's called Simlish language.
They talk gibberish, right?
It's like a gibberish kind of.
Yeah.
But
Latin or something.
Yeah. And so they changed the lyrics to be their Simlish language. It's hard to say. Say it 3 times fast. Simlish language. Simlish language.
I just never understood the appeal of that game.
It was like a big deal when like you could like.
I'm have a character okay. Here's my goal.
That's the only thing I remember from back then. Is
here's my goal. I'm trying to get to the end of my career and be a comedian, a superstar comedian in the game.
It's just like, how do you play that game and then like someone come in and see your progress and then just not be concerned about your mental state? Like, I just want to be a comedian. I'm trying so hard and I haven't showered in 3 days. It's like, why are we doing this to children?
I may have a problem.
Like, why are we putting this pressure on kids to do this stuff? Like, apartment life, like, you gotta get a better job because rent is going up. Like, why are we doing this to children?
Yeah. Wait, I wasn't done yet.
Okay.
And then in 2014, that's when The Sims 4, which is the most recent one, came out. Dang. It's got 11 expansion packs. So they just keep adding like expansion packs to The Sims 4.
Milking 4K yet?
I don't know what that means. So they have City Living, Cottage Living, and Snowy Escape as just a few of the expansion packs. But I have been playing that since I was 12 or 13, on and off throughout my life.
What is your favorite part about playing the game? Is it building the house and all the stuff
I
inside it?
I love building the houses or buying the houses. I love taking care of the Sims. I love... you know, decorating the houses and putting the wallpaper or the paint or whatever up. And
because that's
you
the
know,
closest we're
going
to get to getting a house.
That's exactly. The closest we're going to get to building. Like, and you know what kind of house I built in my current game?
What? A tiny house?
It's basically a tiny house.
My God. You can't even live rich in The Sims. You're living broke.
We can't even
they
reach
have some inflation in there.
Look, I'm trying to be a superstar comedian, okay?
She laughed because she goes, yeah, your character got depression. He's upset. He's moved, had 6 jobs in like 6 years or whatever it is. I'm like, man, that's almost like my real life. Like, this is weird.
I told him, I said, it's kind of like your real life.
Like, he's upset. He slammed the fridge door, grabbed a beer. I'm like, God, I can relate.
He's been drinking too much. Yeah.
And the wife's getting upset. Like, you need to pull yourself together.
He's been coming home later and later from work each time.
Where have you been? The bar.
I bought our Sims a tiki bar. So he's like, he quit his job and he's like, I'm going to go to culinary school. And so, like, I think you can either go to culinary or, like, you can become a bartender, right? Or mixologist is what they call it.
Mixologist.
And so I'm, like, trying to get him to be on the mixologist side so he can, like, be a cool, badass mixologist.
Turn him into an alcoholic by bringing alcohol.
And then I can perform for everybody. We can invite all these people over to our house. He can be the bartender and then I can be the star of the show, of course.
She's totally emasculated in this scenario. Like, look at me, I'm the breadwinner, and then my husband will bring you a drink. Like, we're happy. Trust me, we've never been happier, guys. That's hilarious.
And then we can have all these friends. Yeah. And then our friends age and we don't because I have auto age turned off.
She's just like real life. I mean, she really is.
You know, every once in a while we'll be depressed because one of our friends will die in the game and we'll be mourning over the death of that
so
friend.
So you mean to tell me as immortals, your goal is to become a comedian and your husband to be the butler of the house. That is the goal, being immortal in The Sims. That is awesome. What is your husband immortal? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. We've been here about 300 years. What have you done? Just slinging these drinks. Like,
making cosmos.
I've literally done every job to the max level. I know how to be an astronaut. I know how to be a teacher.
Like, I'm immortal, so like, what's the best thing that you've done in your 300 years? Man, I can
or
make
you
a
could,
mean, fuzzy name, but I tell you what.
You could be like the Cullens and just like go back to high school every year.
Exactly. It's just...
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's weird. But this goes back to, like, those games from the 90s, because I can understand why she likes that, because I fell in love with that game, Oregon Trail. And you talk about the most depressing game, because no matter what you do, you get diarrhea. So it was realistic back then. It's just like now. You can't eat anywhere without getting sick.
What is that? Dysentery?
Dysentery, yeah.
Dysentery? I pronounced it wrong.
Wait, which one is it? Is he right or are you right?
I think the way
it's
he said
it's like the same thing. Same. Dysentery.
Dysentery, yeah. Dysentery. Okay. So basically, because you don't have soap, you die.
Yeah.
Out there, you catch something, a cold.
I thought, like, they didn't believe in washing your hands until, like, the 1930s or something.
Late 1890s, post-Civil War, stuff like that. It's, like, the greatest medical invention is antiseptics.
But wasn't that doctor in real life, like, ostracized?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, how were That's people how crazy living people before? Are.
Can we just go off on a tangent here? Because I feel like whenever someone's doing something, you know, like the first person to come to the village and tell them, hey, you know those cows that we got out there? Got some milk in them. They're like, what is milk? And he's like, put your mouth right here. You know how weird that interaction would have had to be?
Stop.
Like, it's two farmhands, and he's like, look, don't tell father what I've been out here doing, but just taste this. And they're just sucking on teats out there in the field like some deviants. I'd have burned them at the stake, too. The hell are you doing out there? We got to eat this thing.
They started burning people on the stake because of witches being witches.
I thought that was in, like, the 16, 1700s.
That's not that far off.
I know, but... That wasn't during the Western times.
But I mean, just think about, like, all of the advances that we've had. Like, someone had to be, another pervert had to come along and say, you know what? Yeah, we're over here sucking on these cows.
Yeah, that's called bestiality.
Yeah, but you love nachos, don't you? You're welcome. Because some pervert was out there sucking on cows, seeing what came out. And he did the dirty work for you.
Just touching them, yeah.
And some other sicko was like, what if we let this stuff ferment and I just stir it up for hours and I'm just going to see what happens? Who does that?
I don't think people were sucking on anything.
Oh, there was sucking going on.
Okay.
It reminds me of like a Tom Green.
Jesus.
That's a Tom Green skit. I know what that is. That's Tom Green.
Okay. All right, Tom Green.
There was some sucking.
Okay, stop.
Where do you think buckets came
from?
Why don't we jump into the third and final topic, too?
Oh, man. You know, my thing, my topic today, I'm just on a wing and a prayer here. I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah, what's your topic?
You've had a lot of time to think this over, so if it bombs...
You've had like I don't know, at least 2 weeks?
2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Well, you know, my thing was I kind of want to include the listeners, the two that we have, and, you know, get their opinion on what makes a song iconic. Like, when you think of an iconic song from any era, okay. What makes that song iconic to you? Like, name a song from the 90s that you're like, this embodies the 90s. This is what you had to be listening to in the 90s.
First thought is not country. It's Alanis Morissette, Ironic.
Okay.
Like, you could say, like, Nirvana, grunge music reminds me of the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That grunge type music.
Towards the late 90s, you could probably say, like any sort of, like, boy band or girl group, Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Me, the number one song I listened to in the 90s was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Scar Tissue. I listened to that song about a million times.
Well, also... I think because we grew up in the 90s and you know, we're so malleable back then, because, you know, we're growing, our brains are growing, and everything's new and fresh, right? So it's also about what is released, but also what our parents listen to, because you listen, you have a different song, Ian has a different song, and I have a different song. If I went country, I'm going George Strait,
Garth Brooks,
Carrying, what is it? Carrying My Heart With You, or what the fuck? I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm thinking George Strait. I can't think of the name of the song right now, but.
See, I would argue Garth Brooks was bigger than George Strait was in the 90s. That's a different subject. But, okay, in the rap world, in the 90s, what the biggest hit I can think of would be, like, Coolio.
Wow.
Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm.
That was big, at least from my memory, you know, just my personal experience. But I guess, is that more mainstream rap than it was?
No.
If it
because you got to remember, hip hop is still very young as a genre.
Mm-hmm.
So most of, like, your Ice Cubes and Snoop Dogs are like my mom's age, like born in the 60s and stuff like that. So you gotta realize, like, back then, it was still in its infancy. You know, Lil Wayne is a little bit older than us by a couple of years. And, I mean, dude took over hip-hop for a super long stretch.
Okay, is this may sound, but, okay, when 50 Cent came out.
Yes.
I think he was one of those, didn't matter who you were, you knew the...
My sister loved 50 Cent. She had 50 Cent poster. For Christmas, my parents got her. What?
I'm gonna need her to show us some receipts for the poster this time.
Well,
different, is it a different sister or same sister?
No.
Same sister.
It's Emerald.
Oh, okay.
No, not Christy. I didn't know her then when 50 Cent first came out.
Okay.
Christy, I knew 2006 and beyond.
What?
But hold on. So. My sister Emerald, she, my parents got her an Escalade, like one of those motorized ones. Got her a black Escalade to go with her 50 Cent, you know. Yeah.
Such a special time back then when gas didn't kill you.
Two other guys. Eminem and Dr. Dre coming back.
I did like Eminem.
Eminem was like, wasn't that like kind of like...
I'm surprised my mom let me listen to Eminem.
She didn't know what he was saying.
He talked to
me. Yes, she did. She's only 20 years older than me, so she would have been 25.
Wow, yeah, she was in that...
20, maybe 30 when he started coming out. So she knew what he was saying. It's like us having kids. I was thinking about this the other day. At our age, my parents took care of six teenagers.
Kids. And we have
none. And I literally don't even, I can't even fathom thinking about having one child right now. We have Sage, and he's more than enough.
I can't wait to get my kids in trauma.
Oh, you just want to keep passing it on.
Yeah. Some traditions are worth passing on.
That's... No comment.
Okay, so do you have like a top three or a couple ones you want to talk?
I just kind of like to get people's opinions of it because, you know, it brings you back to that place like, where was I? When this was big. Because, like, I remember, like, Eminem, The Real Slim Shady. I remember going to California as a kid from Louisiana. And that was the first time I was exposed to Eminem. And, you know, everybody was just jamming this like crazy. And I'd never heard anything like it. And then years later, it's like, this guy is still doing it. And I think it's an interesting cross-section between the people who have the staying power and people who are... one-hit wonders, because if we're talking about one-hit wonders, the list goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Where you're like, they did one or two songs and then they just disappeared. And then you're like, the people that stayed that kept redefining the genre of whatever they were in. Like, I would say Nelly and Garth Brooks, when they did that collab. And everybody was like, what? Black people listen to country? And then I was like, is that a thing? Are we supposed to start listening to country now? Can we do that? Like, it was a conversation.
Yeah, Nelly did.
I think they still do collabs sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
it's like Aerosmith getting with Run DMC.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there are some black artists right now. And then also Lil Nas X, where he's trying to be in both, and then he's being ostracized by the country stations.
Good.
Why? Okay, what? What's your deal?
I just think he's an industry plant. I just think he's just a publicity stunt. Because if you look at his music, like, Old Town Road has been his claim to fame. And then it's like, how do I shock people into listening to my crap again? And it's like, you gotta double down each time. And it's like, but you're not making country music. Old Town Road was just catchy. It wasn't country.
Okay. There's an era of, like, rock also, that, like, Limp Bizkit, Korn, yeah, and that, what do you call it, like, heavy metal to
alternative
type. Yeah. That was huge. Korn, Limp Bizkit, I'll throw Kid Rock with his album.
My neighbor listened to Korn. We were in, like, fourth and fifth grade. He was listening to Korn. I'm sure his brother, I think he had an older brother or something.
Those bands will be top 10 on TRL.
I think back then, it scared me. I don't know.
Korn?
Yeah.
Mosh Pit.
In my mind, I was like, devil music. I can't do it. I don't know.
I'll tell you who another song that changed it. Jay-Z and who was that? Linkin Park.
Remix,
because I was like, man, this is a good song, but my black friends weren't listening to it. But when Jay-Z got on it, they were like, these white boys are doing something special over here.
But did they continue listening to just Linkin Park?
Because when Guitar Hero came out, you gotta understand, for black kids, we weren't really exposed to a lot of rock music. Well, I was, because, you know, my mom's weird, but you know, we weren't exposed to rock music like that. So when Guitar Hero came out, that exposed us to a whole new genre of music. And then you started having your screamo, you started having more punk bands coming back out, and it reintroduced a generation to the genre that you didn't have before, which I thought was awesome. So when we're talking about iconic songs and artists, I'm thinking of, you know, people that never heard Nirvana until Guitar Hero.
Sure.
And then they were like, damn, this guy is going hard. Where is he at?
Let me go find, buy their CD and do it.
Exactly.
I'm going to be honest. Guitar Hero did not open me up any doors. I just played the game and that was it.
Well,
did you play it on mute?
And then, what's the guy's name? I don't know his name.
Guns N' Roses Slash?
Slash.
I knew she was gonna,
because he just did that song that was on Guitar
Roses,
Hero.
Sweet Child of Mine, the greatest.
And I said, I turned to Ian and I said,
he must hate that song.
He must hate playing this song, because he's been playing it for what, 40 years
now? He's like smoking a cigarette, like, God, I gotta play this crap again.
He can probably play it upside down, asleep, like, I don't know.
It's iconic, and then it's like, but what's iconic to us may not be iconic to the artist, because how many people, you know, have had a super hit and they're like, God, I don't want to play this.
That's
song
on like every VH1 behind the band store. It's like, they're like, I hate this song. I hate playing it. Journey, how many times you need to hear Don't Stop Believing? God. Cut it out.
Yeah. That used to be his favorite band, but everyone overplays it. So that's the other thing. Iconic music can also get overplayed to where it's not fun.
Hey, we're at a wedding. Let's put on...
You know
on...
what I mean? Like, I got burned out on Neon Moon because I used to work at Bar Louie, and it would turn into a nightclub Friday, Saturday night. And every Friday, Saturday night, they would play Neon Moon as like the slow dance song. And I'm,
I can't do it anymore. It just doesn't work for me.
Well, it is closing time. They used to play that at the end of the night. It's closing
time. Didn't they play Closing Time when they turned off 102.1, The Edge?
Yeah.
They, like, played that song the whole day of their last day on air. Could you imagine just hearing that song over and over?
What was another one that was played out? What, Creep?
Creep?
Creep.
Yeah. Oh, TLC?
Is that what it is? The rock one? Radiohead? Is it Radiohead?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say Radiohead, but then you said TLC and it threw me, and I was like, wait, what? Never mind.
That's another episode.
I did. Okay, I got into Radiohead. I will say that. I got into some of their albums and really listened to them. And then I went to Hot Topic. And I got a t-shirt, Radiohead t-shirt, and I thought I was so cool, and I wasn't.
I saw them at ACL, and it was a bunch of old people out there when they went on stage.
Gen X,
oh,
probably.
My goodness.
Yeah. It was like, they were putting blankets down on the grass and shit. And
that's how it was at Tears for Fears. It was all old people. And we're like the cool, like, 30-somethings, you know. I'm trying to be cute, and everyone else is just wearing, like, their, you know, just jeans and a t-shirt. And, here's the best part. When we went to that concert, it rained really heavy that night, mm-hmm. and we forgot our fucking umbrella in the car.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, it's not raining, and maybe it'll just pass, blah, blah, blah. No.
It's just cloudy.
Because we didn't want to carry it around if we didn't have to. Anyways, we get done with our food and it immediately starts pouring. Rainstorm. Like really it's bad. Right. And luckily the restaurant was right across from the place, the Toyota Music Factory. Yep. Excuse me. But anyways, there were all the Gen Xers that went to that concert. Mm-hmm. They all had plastic ponchos on and they would not take them off inside the building.
Umbrellas and ponchos, and it's like, y'all had to plan and carry that stuff. Said, and we're
you
over
cannot
like,
pay me enough to wear one.
Everybody's knee was hurting. Everybody was like, oh, yes, this is any minute now.
And we're like, run to the front door.
Yeah.
You know.
They're like, not us. No, nope. You guys be safe now.
Don't slip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I've had a good time today. I don't know about you guys. This was fun.
Yeah.
I missed you guys.
Oh, from two nights ago?
Yeah. Well, I miss being a part of the podcast. I felt like you guys just traded me.
You literally got sick, okay.
And see, once you're a lame horse on Growing Up Mill, you know, you're just done. You know, if I ever lose my voice, like...
You've showed up late at both of your appointments.
Yeah, you said you were eating breakfast and it was noon.
It was like 11:47.
I'm like, no.
Okay, people, you gotta understand, I'm out partying until 3:30 in the morning on Saturday. And then, you forget, last weekend when I called Bristol, I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? She's like, oh, I'm just, you know, whatever. You know how Bristol is. And I'm like, okay, are you like whatever ready to record? And she's like, no, Ian's sleep. And I'm like, well, isn't that nice?
Yeah,
Ian gets to sleep in.
Well, we didn't even record because...
Yeah, and the time we went to Lowe's...
We just couldn't figure it out.
That was a spite move because you're like, no, I'm out doing this and that. So I was like, no, we're going to go run an errand.
I don't know why they act like, you know, like I have to make this... You know, huge journey. Like, you can probably see what I was cooking in there.
I literally video recorded you earlier.
next weekend's episode, Overbearing Neighbors. We will see you guys next week on Growing Up Millennial. I'm Quincy.
This is Ian.
And I'm Bristol. And you should like, follow,
subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Growing Up Mill, and we will be on Apple Podcasts as well soon, but not yet. We're still trying to figure that one out. But yeah, keep an eye out for it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Bye, guys.
Stay tuned. Bye. Bye.